This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tomorrow on this show, a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego will be in here at 9 with 4 regular season games left for the Boston Celtics, and then bring on the playoffs. And I'm hoping that, as has happened for the last couple of years, Celtics playoff game will coincide with roadshow pregame. Mm-hmm. At least that first roadshow in Springfield, I assume. So
also, like, ending the season with 2 games against the Hornets, kind of brutal.
I mean, who cares at this point? Yeah. Like,
but it's like, who is going to watch those?
Well, I mean, who's watching them now?
Well, you're watching.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, I'm a basketball fan, right? Yeah. But who's, like, really the Celtics? You know, we're all sitting here waiting for the playoffs. There's no real drama in anything. That's why I had, you know, one of the days my lead is like, you know, make the NBA shorter. It just makes it more exciting to, especially at the end.
There's some drama coming momentarily from Jaylen Brown, who has had it up to here with you angry wagerers threatening him on the social media. So,
well, see, I don't threaten athletes when they lose.
That's
I just
good.
Take my L yeah. like a man.
Like a grown-ass man. All right, let's get right to that, Chime.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is presented every day by Ketch's Law, and Ketch's Law is honoring the people who built this city. The iron workers, the masons, the construction bros, the excavator operators, the nurses, the drivers. So please help Ketch's and nominate a hardworking hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And I know you're singing it right now.
I always sing that song. It's like it's stuck in my head constantly.
We have to have, do you know what that song's about?
No, what is that song about?
It's about when the rock and roll venues in California, Los Angeles, and San Francisco started dying and nobody was going to them.
Mm.
Starship was advocating for those clubs and places where the bands began and didn't have an opportunity to begin anymore because they were all closing.
They were closing. Yeah.
We have to come up with a code word because it is a 2 for Tuesday, and that means you can win Red Sox tickets all day long here at WEEI. Yeah, any suggestions topically for a code word?
We're back, so maybe back.
I was thinking with the Wally Head celebration, mm-hmm. Wally.
Oh, great, okay. Great one for Gretzky.
Wiggy. You want to go Sox. Wally is the code word?
Yeah,
I think that's a great one.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Well, it has to be Red Sox related?
All day long.
I thought it was just a code word.
It could be anything. It could
but
be
it's related to the Red Sox.
It's a two for Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Great one works.
Twofer.
That's crochet.
That's two words.
Okay, Wally is the code word. And throughout the day today, at the bottom of the hour, you will get the chance to win Red Sox tickets. And when you hear the cue to call, you call and you give the code word and you win the tickets. And we will give our first pair away in an hour at 8:30 on today's show. Where do you want to start with A Set It Chime?
Greg, let's begin with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was on one of Wiggy's favorite podcasts, Million Dollars Worth of Game, and he had this to say to all of us gambling people who get mad at him when things don't go our way.
If I do happen to just scroll, like the comments be like, da 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 da. Like if I see you in the street, I'm
damn.
For you
real. That parlay, that was that parlay where they had 8 teams on it for 62,000.
I can't.
For $5.
And I'm gonna say this to the camera: if one of you parlay run up on me,
it's
what I'm telling you. I'm saying, what are you parlay?
You know martial arts?
No, they call parlay gloves.
Try it if you want to. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, so the threat has been issued.
Yeah, you want to...
If one of you parlay playboys
right.
or one of you parlay princesses run up on him, it's going to be H-E-L-L to deal with.
Somebody's going to catch a fade is what Jaylen's saying.
Give me a break. These people are all talk. There's no way anybody is running up to Jaylen Brown besides asking for a photo. Like, I mean, stop.
Yeah, did you see him with his shirt off? I would never challenge that man.
Ever.
Ever.
He would beat the absolute S out of 90% of the people.
That's you, but some knucklehead, Mike. Did you see the guy trying to challenge Marcus Smart at the game? Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
So some knucklehead would, just because Shime.
Marcus Smart is not built like Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but you got to understand, Shime's, 5'7" and,
I'm not 5'7".
Not as round.
Sure, changing me.
He might not run up on Jay, but there are some gamblers out there that might try their luck.
It's more so the guys who are like 12 beers deep and gambling.
Right. So there'll be somebody who will try their luck.
Can we all agree nobody's actually going to follow through on this, that Jaylen may be making a big deal out of...
Curtis, we live in a crazy world.
He was not making a big deal. Yeah. He was joking for the most. That was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it was. But he's living in a crazy world, though. He knows he got to be careful. There's knuckleheads out there. You don't think some drunk fan would run up to him.
Was it on this show, was it Lucas Giolito who was talking about death threats?
Yeah.
Was that when we were in Fort Myers?
Yeah. He was saying he gets a lot of them.
Right. Yeah. Death threats are nothing like the Greg Hill jinx, though, and he's learning that the hard way.
Both he and Liam Hendricks, unfortunately.
Oy.
Victim of the jinx. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, Adam Schefter is back with another theory at what could happen with the number 2 overall pick to the Cleveland Browns. First he said quarterback, then he said Abdul Carter, and now here is what Schefter believes will happen at number 2 in the NFL draft.
Well, that's the thing with the draft, Ty. It's a moving target, and it constantly evolves, and teams' needs and desires change along the way as they go through the evaluation process. A couple of months ago, I was of the mind and the impression that the Browns were likely to go quarterback, and they were, but that was because they wanted Cam Ward, and Cam Ward isn't going to be there. And so once they realized that, they came off that. But the latest intel now is that I believe Travis Hunter is the more likely pick at 2 today, a couple of weeks out of the NFL draft for a couple of different reasons. I think the Cleveland Browns watched him on Friday at his pro day, and they saw somebody that could move like nobody else. And I think he brings them some star power, and there are a lot of people who believe he is the single best player in this draft.
Wow, okay. So he's not available for you, Wiggy.
No, but I told you, I don't want him. I want Abdul Carter. I don't want Travis Hunter. Like, listen, Travis Hunter's a tremendous athlete. I watched a little bit of what you could see out there running routes. He's got a lot to work on when it comes to route running. And if you're going to play offense, then he can obviously focus on that, and he could become a good route runner. I'm not saying he can't. But where the Patriots are at, I prefer Abdul Carter. I prefer Abdul Qadir.
But I don't think he's going to be available either because the Giants are going to take him. So then you're going to be sitting there at number four, and you're going to end up with Will Campbell, mm-hmm. sloppy fourths. Like
talk about Jurassic Park.
But if you look at the Giants, right, what makes you believe that the Giants are going to take him? Just because
the fact that he's visiting there today. Yeah, but there's you take the best player who's available when you pick.
But you already have a plethora of talented players at that position. I would not be surprised, and this is just me kind of going, where do the Giants have a legitimate wide receiver in Malik Nabers?
Right.
They have two legitimate edge rushers. I would not be surprised. They already screwed up once in getting rid of Saquon Barkley. Don't be surprised if they don't roll the dice on a guy like Ashton Jeanty, saying, wait a second. You know, we have the quarterbacks that they have in that room that probably, maybe they don't roll the dice on Shedeur Sanders. I don't know if that's off the table. But what would be more valuable to the team right now? A guy like Ashton Jeanty, because they had Saquon and they know what a player like that can do, or another edge rusher, elite edge rusher, when they already have two of them.
Are we going to get to Travis Hunter next? Because Greg will appreciate that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That's exactly what we were going to get to. Here was Travis Hunter. He was on SiriusXM's NFL Network just the other day, and here's what he had to say about playing in the NFL.
What are you at the next level?
Both, just like you saw me play.
You want to do both. How many snaps in a football game can you play?
All of them. If they give me the chance and the opportunity to do it.
And we were talking about the challenges that come with it. You got to be in offensive meetings. You got to be in defensive meetings. You got to be in wide receiver meetings. You got to be in defensive back meetings. How is there enough time to do all that? How did you prepare for that when you played college?
Well, we kind of got 24 hours in a day. We probably sleep for about 8 of those, so we probably got 16 more. So the 16
and all
that
of them
I'm
dedicated
up,
to those.
Yeah, all of them dedicated to football.
I'm sorry, I love him.
Yeah. I like his confidence.
Like, yeah, I like the confidence. I would have zero issue if the Patriots took Travis Hunter.
It won't work in the NFL because the reason why it won't work is the mental part of it, right? The mental part. In college, if you look at him, he ran like 4 routes.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't around when Wilbur and Orville Wright said we're going to create a flying machine. I mean,
Wiggy literally played with the best two-way player prior to Travis Hunter in the history of like the sport.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I played like with a million years ago.
No, I played with Champ Bailey.
Yeah, but
so Champ Bailey was one of the best two-way players. He played.
He literally led Georgia in receiving yards.
Right. He played every single snap on offense and defense. He was just as talented and just as athletic as Travis Hunter is. He's a Hall of Famer. But when you get to the NFL, you only play one position. It's just too difficult because of the mental part of it. If you're mentally not getting in the reps, the meeting time, and 100% of that.
Dude wants to play every single snap in every game that he plays in
and
the
listen,
NFL.
It works against Colorado State.
I have a question, Wiggy, with Champ Bailey as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the most amazing athletic play that you've ever seen on a football field Ben Watson tracking down Champ Bailey in the divisional game in the 2005 season? That was the most – how fast was that? Like, and they if they had a sideline cam, that would have been a touchback.
And like, Ben Watson is an unbelievable athlete.
Another Georgia guy.
Yeah, another Georgia guy, and that's why he was able to do that.
I mean, that must have been like a 4-2.
It's
Mitch has it. God love you.
Oh, he has it?
Yeah. Most unbelievable play I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he talented player.
Absolutely went out of the end zone.
The problem is, Greg, it's just it's too much mentally and physically.
You're saying it's more the mental thing. It's too much mentally.
Yeah, because in college he's got four plays: run a go, the back shoulder, a hitch, and
a slant.
Okay, you could do that, but in the pros, you see those playbooks in the pros. You see how much there is to learn and reading coverages and all that. So if you're not giving like 100% of that, how can you be great when you're only given 60%? Regardless of what position it is, how can you be like? How can you think that you're going to line up at cornerback and get 40% of or 50% of the practice and mental reps, and then line up across from Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson,
AJ Brown,
Puka Nacua, like guys who. That's all they do.
But don't you admire a guy who wants to do something that's never been done?
I love his confidence. I love his confidence, but I want him to also be realistic. Like, I love you being confident, but I prefer you to be realistic. I always tell my kids, the confidence is great. You know what? Say you could do all that stuff, but you got to be realistic at some point in time.
All right. 2 weeks away from the draft, thankfully. Then we can stop talking about it.
Why did we get to go to Green Bay? I really would love to go to Green Bay and cover the draft.
I know.
Oy. I would love to be at the draft.
Oy.
What's the current temperature in Green Bay? 12, Curtis?
Let me see.
No, thank you.
I can't. My weather modeling doesn't go that close.
I mean, it is America's cheese headquarters.
God, I love
Let's
cheese.
Let's be honest.
It feels like 18 right now in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But there it actually looks better this week.
There is nothing to do in Green Bay. That is the worst place to go to.
Well, that is they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. News with Courtney coming up next, including Nugget Ranch Sauce Rage, which led to violence in, of all places, Florida, not like the rest of us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.